Love.
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 Dare.
Love.
Love.
Sex.
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 Damnation.
Dance.
The marker.
Danger.
Darkness.
Die Markfarbe.
Tischkern. Tischkern.
Daru.
Desperados.
Destruction.
This is the LSD Cast, India's first podcast about love, sex and dating.
Hello, hello, it is me, Prem, and lovely Rogue this really hot morning in the city. I'm sorry I keep saying hot in every episode, but I mean, I'm sitting topless, like literally, because I'm melting away.
So delicate. Oh, poor thing. You little American boy. Central AC everywhere we want.
Speaking of being delicate, I can't even eat spice anymore. So we went to eat thali, and it was absolutely delicious. There were like 7-8 different kind of sabjis, and there was this halwa, and oh my god, it's mango season, so we had this amazing alfonso amras, which was to die for, and we ate it with puris. Yummy, yummy.
Yeah, and after that we had a roll home. Like, they tipped us down the stairs and we just rolled home nicely because I was so full.
Yeah, we were really, really, really stuffed. So people who are listening, we have an excellent show lined up. I was just told to not use words like lovely and exciting. We have a phenomenal show lined up. So we're going to talk about a few things down under, or should I say thing down under. Okay, that's mean. That's mean. I'm going to go to hell.
And we're going to talk about mummies.
Mummy.
Mummy. We love our mummies, especially in India, especially if you're an Indian boy. Oh.
I know, mummy says, we're very special.
I know, I mean, mere paas maa hai is like our national...
Our national motto.
Really? All right. Boys and their mums and stuff down below soon.
This is where the first ad would go if we had advertisers. But we're brand new. And in order to get underwriting for this podcast, we need your help. Please like us on the iTunes or Google Play Store. And please tell your friends to check us out. Thank you.
And we're back with our sex question.
Sex.
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 Sex. So we have Shilpi who wrote in saying, in the heat of the moment, the guy told me not only has he had testicular cancer. So Shilpi writes in saying that in the heat of the moment, this guy told me not only does he have or
not only has he
Yeah. So Shilpi writes in, saying in the heat of the moment, the guy told me not only has he had testicular cancer, but also that he only has one testicle, and I sent him away. Was I wrong?
I'm so sorry.
Really, Shilpi? Really? Were you wrong? Really? You just booked yourself a first class ticket to hell. Exactly. Poor guy. He has one testicle. Doesn't mean that it's none. It's like two kidneys and then you have one. You still function. You work normally. It's just that you can't drink too much alcohol. Basically, that's what it means, right? When you have one kidney.
Oh, I thought suddenly, like, if you have one testicle, you can't drink too much.
No, but if you have one testicle, it's fine. It does the job of both.
But what is the job? The job is to produce sperm. Does she even want any?
Exactly. You don't. I think it shouldn't really matter. It really, really shouldn't matter.
Unless she's got a thing for fondling testicles or something.
Yeah, unless you actually had that kink. But there's nothing wrong with the guy.
Yeah, plus he's just had testicular cancer, man.
And he fought it. He's a survivor.
And he told you about it.
Yeah, that's brave.
That's brave. Before you found out and were like,
Yeah, actually, you know, Rogue, you're absolutely right. I certainly respect this one testicle guy because
he's got balls.
He's got...
he's got balls.
He's got balls. Rogue, we're shush. Terrible. You joining Shilpi on this one-way ticket to hell.
Oh my God, no. So this is kind of sad. I don't know what I would do in that situation. I mean, in the heat of the moment is what she's written. So clearly they were getting down and dirty. At that point.
Yeah, and why the hell would he bring it up at that point?
Yeah. So I think this is where he went wrong.
Yeah.
But then when is a good time?
Definitely always after.
What? No, I totally disagree. After? Because it would be during. I mean, it's not something you can miss.
Yeah, that could get really embarrassing. She's like, what's going on there? What's going on?
Am I seeing, instead of double, am I seeing single? I had too much to drink. So when is a good time?
I think it's way before, but you know.
Way before, like when in the bar.
Okay, so exactly, drinks. so there's no right time for it. If you think about it, it's like you meet, you don't like meet for coffee and say, oh, by the way, this I have you know, just one ball. You don't say that. Or in the heat of the moment, that's the worst thing you can say. But if you think about it, there is no right time. So I think I would give him the benefit of the doubt because he actually said it before anything could happen.
Yeah.
But Shilpi. You know, it's still not too late. Call the guy. I mean, if he's a nice guy, if you're attracted to him, everything else is checked in the box, then it's something you might want to reconsider.
Yeah, I mean, it's an aesthetic thing possibly, but like it doesn't sound like you wanted to have his children.
Yeah, and in due time, you know, they can get a fake testicle, you know, of glass or something.
Like a glass eye?
A glass ball.
A marble? What?
Maybe.
No.
Okay. Maybe I read it in a different website, but... but
wait, was it used for something?
No, you actually can get, for aesthetic purposes, you can get one put in. Fake.
Like three?
That would be a bit awkward, but yeah, if someone is into it, yeah, you can. Just add one more.
Right. What is that film, the Silent Bob and Jay film, where there's this woman who has three...
No, that's Total Recall.
No, it's either... it's Mallrats. Mallrats, classic from way back.
And a woman has three boobs.
Yeah, and she's she charges money for people to see them.
The first time I saw something like that was in Total Recall. I think that's the only reason why the film did well. Because it's a real shit movie, but everybody wanted to see the three-titted woman.
I have no recall of this, so clearly you have to be a boy to care.
Yeah, of course. Why would a chick want to see three boobs?
Well, unless she's...
gay. A lesbian.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, but I don't recall at all. No recall.
So we will be back shortly after this break.
With our question about
mummies.
Find the LSD Cast online on Twitter and Facebook and on iTunes and the Google Play Store.
We are back.
Yes, we are. So, Ro got a question from, what's her name, Swati?
Swati. Okay, this one, I laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed some more.
Love, deranged.
So this is what she writes. My boyfriend is really close to his mum. It makes me shudder to think I'll never measure up. Cooking, cleaning, and pampering. She does everything for him. Everything is in all caps. She does everything for him.
Just a second. Did he say that's a mom or a bai?
Good one, little Prem with the Rajkumar complex. No, our mom is not like this at all. He says, Swati writes, he says he doesn't expect it of me, but gender roles are very clearly defined. For instance, he watches TV while I'm getting dinner ready. What do you think? Should I run for the hills, Rogue?
Yeah, Rogue, should she run for the hills?
Of course, absolutely. Run for the hills and find yourself a manly man.
Because clearly, Swati doesn't want a man like that. Because, one, if she did, she wouldn't write in. Because... it is true, but some of the women here in this country are conditioned to function thinking that that's the right way, that they're going to be mummying their husbands.
Yeah, because that's all they see. Hey, that reminds me of the Ariel ad. Have you seen that?
Yes, and I think was absolutely brilliant.
Except he's only going to do laundry. If you haven't seen it, just look on YouTube for Ariel Dad Laundry, Share the Load or something, and you'll find it. But if you grow up with that kind of role model, whether you're a boy or a girl, you obviously, it's inculcated and you want to replicate that. And Swati, you seem to have a problem with this. So
Which is a good problem to have.
So you are going to actually find that regardless of what your boy says, it's the action that matters. Mm-hmm. And if you're already having conflict, it's not going to go away. People don't change. I mean, they don't change. Yeah. He might say he's going to. He might say he's going to respect you, etc. But watch him.
Yeah, the only way I could see any kind of change happening is if they kick mummy out. That's the only way.
Well, mummy's not going anywhere, clearly. And you can... I mean, what do? You, Swati, you can sit him down and just give him an ultimatum nicely and say, look, this is not working for me. I know this is how you've been brought up. It would be great if you... recognize what I'm saying and understood where I'm coming from. If he gets it, fabulous.
But tell me something, what do you do if you have your mom do all your work for you and it, as a guy, is like, okay, great, there's somebody doing my work for me, but it doesn't bother me, and why should I do it if somebody is doing it for me? I'm not expecting Swati to do anything. She can, you know, do her own thing. Just... as long as my work is being done. Like, for example, I come back home after work and throw my shit around. I'm only doing that because I know it's going to get picked up and get cleaned up. The question is that, does that dynamic bother her?
You mean, does it impact her?
Yeah.
Well, clearly it doesn't. He lives with his mom, is what I'm reading between the lines. And she's afraid of taking up the mantle because, like, she's finding his actions don't match his words. He might say that my mom does it for me. What's your problem? I don't expect it from you. But watch. Does he? Does he expect it from you? Does
he? That's a good question, because in a country like India, it's actually very easy to solve that problem because you can just replace your mummy with a maid.
If you can afford it, yeah. Or not. So I dated somebody like this, which is one of the reasons I was laughing. I dated somebody whose mummy was really nice. I mean, this was her full-time role, right? She was like a TV mummy. She was awesome. She was super involved with their lives. Like, ironing, laundry, all of that's taken care of, which in our country is, of course, something that does happen. But beyond that, she would put it into his cupboard. So there was, like, it just bothered me. There was no privacy. He couldn't put anything in his cupboard because his mum was in it all the time. Mm-hmm. So, for example, condoms and stuff, you know, he had to constantly find new hiding places, or I had to keep them because his mum would find them. It's so stupid. This just cracked me up. So I was sitting with our dad yesterday and I cut some watermelon. Very carefully, he used the back of his knife to take all the watermelon pips out. So I asked him, does mum do this for you? And he said, yeah, sometimes, you know, she takes the pips out before she serves the watermelon. And then, of course, you know, Kira in my head. Also, I knew we were going to be talking about this question. I said, well, what about lychees? And he was like, what about lychees? So this guy's mom would not only peel the lychees, she would de-seed them. And to me, that was like the height of, like, mother bird opening her mouth and regurgitating already chewed food into his mouth. Like, seriously? You don't think your son can peel a lychee himself and take the seed out? Oh, my God.
I agree with you. This mollycoddling and, you know, like sticking to a tit at a grown-ass age.
Bitty.
Is unacceptable. But I was also saying that...
But it is acceptable in our society.
It is acceptable, but to Swati, it's clearly something that she foresees as a problem because she should not be the one replacing all those duties and chores when mummy decides to leave or when mummy is traveling or whatever. So I just think that if that's not going to be an issue, if actually he does not force these issues on her or indicates that it should be now her job, I think it should be fine.
Right. So basically, watch and wait. Observe actions, not words. Because actions are what count. Words absolutely do not. Men sometimes have a very idealized notion of how progressive they are and what they stand for. Unfortunately, it doesn't always translate to what's happening at home.
And I can't agree with you more.
Yay, we have an agreement. I've got a frog in my throat. So I think at this point, we should...
You should kiss it. Maybe it'll become a prince. Ah.
We're going to take a break. I'm going to go clear my throat off mic.
Hi, this is where the second ad would go. For us to get advertising, we need numbers. For us to get members, we need you to like us in the iTunes or Google Play Store. and to tell your friends to check us out. That is all.
So we are back and still talking about mummies. I think that...
मेरे पास माँ है.
तुम्हारे पास क्या है?
घर, मकान, responsibilities, bills, like that.
पर मेरे पास तो माँ है. That's the right way to say it, guys. So there's one thing though that your mom will never ever see you as an adult. Even when you're in your 30s, your mom is gonna think of you as a 12-year-old. This is something that's happened with our mom, is that we'll be sitting at dinner with in front of our relatives and she'll bring up stupid shit about the fact that I don't fold my clothes and put them in the cupboard. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this was like 20 years ago. So your parents would always be your parents. Your mom will always see you as the little sunny boy that you were. So that's something that's not... I mean, it's, over some time when you think about it in the larger scheme of things, it is sweet, but... Again, there's a very thin line between that.
I mean, sweet and mollycoddling. So people, like whoever is doing this, you know, boys, wake up. Like, look around you and see what's happening with gender and, like, sexism. And girls, you know, be alert. And then I don't know if you can retrain your parents. It may be too late.
No, you can never do that. I learned the hard way. The only thing you can do with your parents is just change your own perception. That's it. And you would, trust me, you would be happier.
And a postscript for Swati. Swati, if you're marrying this boy, get your own house.
Yes, absolutely. Imperative.
Don't live with the in-laws.
No, because the mummy returns.
On that note, we are going to leave you. Send us your questions. Win free coffee. It's very good coffee from Indian Bean. You can use a pseudonym if you'd like to preserve your identity. We won't tell anybody, even if we see your email address or your DM. So at LSDcast on Twitter and Facebook. And it's LSDcast@sonolog.com.
And it's Rogan Prem signing off.
You've been listening to the LSDcast, where it's all about love, sex, and basic dating, with your hosts, Prem and Ro.
A Sonolog production.